You're listening to The Roar.
I don't know why. That's always one of my favorite songs. I don't know who sings it, and I can't remember the name of it.
Sam and Dave.
Sam and Dave, and it's called...
If you had to guess, what would you say the name of it is?
Hold on.
That's it right there.
Hold on, I'm coming.
That's it.
I just love that song, mainly because it's on so many soundtracks, right? Like, what, an American Gangster soundtrack, maybe?
Probably.
I love that movie. Anyway, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, my great friends at Katichi are doing some awesome things now, but they are so excited about the future. Ben, I hadn't told you this yet, I don't think. Greg Rush is our general manager. Their owner, Charlie Schell, is a veteran with the United States Army and a highly decorated veteran. And one of the things that they're doing there is the week of the Clemson-Georgia game, the whole week, Labor Day week, they have the traveling Vietnam Wall, the Vietnam Memorial Wall. It's a traveling thing, and it's a replica of it that they piece together, and they put out the Vietnam Wall that you see in the memorial that you see in our nation's capital.
Uh-huh.
And they've got week-long festivities there, a couple of different golf tournaments. They've got Navy SEALs coming in. They've got these skydivers coming in. They've got these pilots coming in. I have a very good friend of mine, a couple of Vietnam veterans are coming to speak, and it's a week-long big military appreciation thing going on over there, and the kids are coming out. All the stuff's free, and they're giving all kinds of demonstrations. You get to meet some heroes. The SEAL team that got rid of Bin Laden, they're going to be there. Captain Phillips, you know, from the movie Captain Phillips,
uh-huh.
He's going to be there. Like the true, not Tom Hanks, the true Captain Phillips guy.
He's captain now.
I love that movie. Anyway, all they're going to be there. It's going to be awesome. So we'll tell you more about how you get involved with them, how you can play in a golf tournament, some more about the Navy SEALs and all those guys coming in. And that Vietnam, if you know anybody, if you have any family members, you can go find their name. Anybody that didn't make it out, you can go find their name on the wall over at Katichi that whole week. It's going to be really cool. But part of what they do is, and it's all based around one of their charities, and we'll tell you about all that coming up. So CATECHEE.com. To our guest lines now, Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com joins us. Hey, good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
Fantastic. It is here. Talking season is here, at least. I want to get your thoughts on Shane Beamer and Enagbare and Muse coming up here later on in this segment. And I was mistaken. We didn't have you on last week, so I was thinking that we had all these commitments, but I think we've covered those commitments. One thing that we always ask you now and reassessing, because you got a big weekend coming up with recruiting opening back up this weekend. Let's talk about the calendar. What happens for South Carolina when recruiting does open back up here?
Well, the primary event South Carolina has remaining is their cookout on July 31st. Now, they're going to have some unofficial visitors coming in, but as far as the cookout, that's the big day that they've really been preparing for and are trying to get as many of the uncommitted prospects that they want on campus, along with as many of the players who have already committed to be there as well, to help sell the program and, you know, build a bond with the uncommitted players and try to help persuade them to join them. So that's definitely a day the staff is counting down and the people on our site have already gotten excited about. And we're certainly, you know, we'll cover that heavily and both before and after the event, and should be some good information coming out of that, I would think.
All right, 15 is our number right now. This is always fluid. Seems like somebody I ask you about maybe 10 times a year. Catch us up numbers, position the latest, because these are a fluid situation now. But because of the run of commitments they had there at the end of June, give us some numbers update and some priority updates moving forward.
Well, offensively, I would say their biggest priority is landing a great tight end, and that's something that Shane Beamer mentioned yesterday. At SEC Media Days, that tight end position is going to be very important in their offensive scheme, and they want to be able to go out and recruit with the best, with the best, but also land some of the best tight ends in the country. And, you know, Oscar Delp is certainly the guy in this class that they're trying to land, and they're battling, you know, Georgia and Clemson and Florida and Michigan and a lot of big name schools, and so He's a player that they had tentatively set up to come to their cookout on July 31st, but now he's saying he may not go anywhere that day because South Ghana and Georgia are both having events that day. So we'll see how that plays out. Certainly the staff is going to continue to try to get him on campus for that, but the latest from him is that he's not going to be there. But they want one really good tight end in this class. They still would like to sign a running back. They're likely done at quarterback. Receiver is still a need for them. They're done on the offensive line. Defensively, the defensive line is probably one of the biggest needs remaining for them. They still probably want two more and probably another pass rusher in this class. Still have some needs at linebacker and probably another pure corner in the secondary and maybe one more nickel type. So they're going to sign as many as they can get in, and you know, they want to flip this roster and get as much talent infused in the program as they can and find some guys who can help them right away.
So 2025 is that number moving forward. All right, we saw Shane Beamer yesterday for the first time in SEC media days. Just your overall impression from what you heard from the new head coach?
Well, he sounded and looked like a kid in a candy store. Honestly, I think he was very excited to be there representing South Carolina, and I'm sure there's a lot of aspects to the job that still don't feel real to him necessarily because of the path he traveled to get this job, and I think it was his dream job, and it worked out, and now if he's getting to do all the things that he watched Steve Spurrier do when he was one of his assistant coaches, or you know, watched his father do when he was at Virginia Tech, and now he's getting to do it and is living his dream. So I think he was excited. I thought he represented the school well and did a good job of interacting with the media and you know, being honest in answering questions, you know, up front, whether it was positive or negative, he was willing to tell the truth, which I like. You don't want to just paint a picture that everything is sunshine and candy and everything's great when it's not. So, you know, he knows the challenges ahead of him, but he and his staff are facing it head on and working extremely hard to try to get the talent they need and get South Carolina where the fans want it to be.
You heard from two players yesterday. Anything newsworthy from Enagbare or from Nick Muse?
Not that I noticed. You know, Enagbare is a guy that I think has a chance to have a really good year for them. He's, you know, not only has the talent, but has the work ethic to go with it and has been putting in the time and effort day in and day out, has emerged as one of the alpha leaders of this team and one of the guys that the other players really look up to. And I think he's got a chance to not only have a really good year, but to also help his draft stock and potentially, you know, become a first or second round pick if he has the kind of year I think he's going to have. You know, with Muse, he's shown flashes. He's, you know, I thought he and Luke Doty developed some nice chemistry late in the year and he made some good plays. He just hasn't done it consistently. And that's the thing that he mentioned, in a roundabout way, that he has to be more consistent, and he knows it, and he's worked hard this offseason as well. He came back, and I thought it was the right move for him to come back for another year, and he knows he's going to have a big role in this offense, and it's just going to be up to him to catch the ball consistently and become the player that a lot of people think he's capable of being, but he just hasn't been able to do it on a consistent basis just yet.
With these two, with them being upperclassmen and guys who are experienced, but with a new coaching staff, how do you see their roles? How important are their roles? What kind of seasons can you see for both these upperclassmen?
Well, they're going to both have a big role on their respective sides of the ball. You know, it wasn't just lip service with what Beamer said yesterday with the tight end being a big part of this offense. Particularly this season with their lack of playmakers at the receiver spot, I think they're going to run a lot of two wide receiver, two tight end sets. And Muse is going to have a big big load of responsibility week in and week out. And he's going to have a chance to catch a lot of balls and make a lot of plays if he can show he can do it consistently. Enagbare is the best pass rusher on the team, but also showed last year that he could defend the run and became more consistent there. And I think physically is going to be where he needs to be probably for the first time. You know, he's gone up and down with his weight over the course of his career, and I think he was too heavy early in his career, and so I think he's right where he needs to be now and is poised for a big year, and the coaching staff is certainly counting on that happening.
Tony Morell's our guest at BigSpur.com. We're talking about the two players of the SEC Media Days yesterday. Taking pressure off them are other tight ends and other defensive ends. Do you expect a lot out of Bell or Art Mullins or some of those guys on offense? Defensively, we talk about Birch and his role, or Sterling, maybe, you know, somebody else out there. Talk to about the rest of the guys, that those guys in those meeting rooms and those position rooms with these two guys.
Well, EJ Jenkins is a guy that is also going to have a chance to play a big role, and I think he's a hybrid receiver tight end. He's 6'7" and a half, 235. I don't think he's quite heavy enough to handle the traditional blocking responsibilities that come with the tight end position. So I think they're going to move him around a good bit. You'll see him in the slot. You'll see him even outside at times. You'll see him lined up as a tight end. But I think primarily when he's out there, he's either going to be blocking on the edge or running routes and you know, trying to get open to catch balls. Jaheim Bell is also going to be a big part of the offense. You know, he's more of a H-back type than a pure tight end, but another guy they can move around and try to create mismatches with, and he showed that he is capable of making some plays and making some plays down the field. Kevion Mullins could also be in the mix there. I think you'll see all four of those guys playing. And then Eric Shaw is a bit of a wild card. He's a guy that still needs to add some weight and strength, but he's got a lot of talent. And is another one who could work his way onto the field this season. So I think they've got several different guys to work with at the tight end, H-back type spots. Defensively, you mentioned Aaron Sterling. He's another guy that has worked extremely hard in this offseason and is a capable pass rusher as well. And will be counted on to help them there. Jordan Strawn from the transfer from Georgia State, who had 11 and a half sacks last year for Georgia State, is going to be a big part of the pass rushing package. And then Jordan Birch is a guy that they really need to step forward this year and be a more consistent player. He was a true freshman last year, was put in a tough spot of making the transition from Hammond to the SEC. And that's a big jump to make. And, you know, he's a guy that I think had to learn better technique in the spring, and the coaches have worked with him hard on that, and he's been very coachable, worked very hard to learn what he needs to learn, and I think he'll be more prepared in his second season to be a more consistent player and should be definitely more ready physically too with that full year in the weight room, and that should help him, you know, as he works to get off blocks and make more plays.
I used to have to ask this question every year. Now, see, my academics aren't the biggest thing at initial eligibility, but you did have some JUCO guys, some guys that they're reporting later on and things like this. Are we all set now? Do we know academically-wise everybody's set and coming back and will be eligible and everything this year?
Yeah, the most recent arrival on that front is Travarian Scott, cornerback. He qualified academically and reported to campus last week. Got a nickname as Bam Scott. So he's got a good football name, but we'll see if he can live up to that and become a player who's in the rotation this year. Haven't heard a lot about him just yet because it's only been there a few days, but they were happy to get him on campus, though, and to get his academic work finished. But the vast majority of the class is on campus. There's still a couple that they are waiting on, but I don't know of anyone that they're holding their breath on or you know, feel like might not make it. So I think they're in pretty good shape there. They didn't have a big class last year, and a lot of their focus has been on the transfers, but they feel good about the guys that they've taken, and Think everyone will be there by August.
Final question for you, Tony, and this used to be a bigger deal because the guys would go away longer during the summers, but we their bodies would change an awful lot during that towing time. We don't do that now because of the year-long training that they do, but we saw heights and weights and numbers and all that roster kind of released. Was there anybody that caught your eye as far as losing weight, gaining weight, or any of that big news, or is that just kind of past us now with our strength and conditioning?
I wouldn't say there was a ton of big news on there. Probably the one that jumped out to me the most was Tonka Hemingway. He's a guy who played a lot at defensive end last year in the 270 range. And he's up to essentially 300 pounds now and is going to play inside this year. And so it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what kind of transition he can make there and you know, whether he can be as effective on the inside as he was at defensive end at times as a true freshman. Their linebackers have gotten bigger and stronger in some cases, which is a positive. Even though in this scheme they're only going to have two on the field the majority of the time, but they need some guys to step up at the linebacker spots. But overall, I didn't see a ton of movement that really jumped out at me other than Hemingway adding about 30 pounds. Since the end of the season last year and guy that I want to get a look at in fall practice to see how effective he is on the inside.
Hey, I got 30 seconds. I got a text message to ask in here about the silent commitment and when you might hear about that, or when they might hear about that. You've heard about that, I'm sure.
It's going to be whenever this commitment video is finally finished. He's someone is doing it for him and he's waiting to get the video before he releases it.
All right. And that's another factor we got to worry about, production teams when it comes to this stuff nowadays. Hey, I can't thank you enough. Tell us about thebigspur.com. What's coming up? A pretty exciting time and talking season is here and football's right around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely. Fall practice is going to get underway. It looks like the first week in August. I've got the prospect cookout on July 31st. So, you know, it's been a little bit of a slow time the last couple of weeks, but I think things are really going to pick up here as the month goes on, and then certainly once fall practice starts. So it'd be a great time for anyone out there who's considering to join. Just go to thebigspur.com and sign up today.
Awesome stuff. I can't thank you enough. Let's talk about it next week and kind of preview the cookout when we visit next Tuesday.
Sounds good.
Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com will come back. Short break. Let you hear from Shane Beamer from SEC Media Days right after this.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate. No matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class Service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters and a game and a tie, the type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience. Not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-304. 4249.
As an independent business owner, you are the expert on your products, services, and customers. But you may not have the time or expertise to handle other duties, such as ensuring tax forms and payments are made. Let David Green help you get back on track. He can implement the best IRS programs to resolve all of your IRS and South Carolina tax issues. Call us at 271-7940 or visit our website, DavidGreenAttorney.com, for a free appointment to discuss your situation.
Hey, Tiger fans. Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
Where can you get hometown service and surprisingly great insurance rates? At State Farm, because your local State Farm insurance agent, Gene Dukes, is your one-stop shop for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop looking around. Gene is here to help you through life's big decisions and will make sure you have the coverage you and your family need. Visit on the web today at oconeeinsurance.net or call 638-1052. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Gene Dukes is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
The Clemson Farmers Market is open every Thursday from 3 until 6 p.m. through the end of September, rain or shine. Vendors are plentiful this year with lots of options for your shopping pleasure. Produce has started coming in, and we have peaches, cucumbers, lettuce, kale, squash, zucchini, onions, and more. First Thursdays are back this year with inflatables for the kids and the yo-yo girl. Please come out and shop. The market is on the green at Patrick Square, Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
You know, I'm thinking about Engineer Sleeping Ben Milstead here.
Oh, I'm thinking about an engineered sleep right now, too.
You have a long week this week, buddy. Just make it through this one. Well, then you got long falls. You got a lot of stuff coming up. You own a boat?
Yes, I do.
You own an RV?
I do.
You own a mansion of a house. Like this Casa de...
Yeah.
So you got a bunch of bedrooms in there.
Sure. Whatever.
You need engineered sleep. Say, for instance, in your... RV. How many does your RV sleep? 30? 20?
Yeah.
No. The point is, it's custom design, custom size mattresses. You know, everybody's camper, RV, home, motor home, they got different space. Your boats, if you had, you know, cabins and boats and cushions for boats and things like that, they can do those things for you. I want to try to get them to do my patio furniture. We got a screened-in porch that the cushions are terrible on. So I'm going to talk to them about that. And then Drake is about to move into a big boy bed.
Uh-huh.
And so we will have Drake's first bed will be engineered sleep. So he currently sleeps on our engineered sleep bed. So
Drake's in a big boy bed.
Yeah, he just
happens to
Daddy's
be yours.
Big boy bed. That's exactly right. We love engineered sleep and what the guys do there. The family has been in the mattress business for years and years and years. They continue to do that. You're going to love it. Engineered sleep and engineeredsleep.com. I want to do two things here in this segment. Let's begin Shane Beamer. I'll let you hear from Coach O, too. We skipped Coach O and talk about vaccinations in the SEC from yesterday. But this is the very first statement from Shane Beamer down in Hoover, Alabama, SEC Media Days yesterday.
After 3 years gone, this is my 13th year as an assistant coach, now head coach, being in this conference. And there is no conference in America like this league. I've been a part of multiple leagues, and the passion, the intensity, 365 days a year, the way this league is covered, there's nothing like it. I couldn't be more excited about being back here. I've told Greg before, when I was in Oklahoma working as an assistant coach, I had a TV in my office, and most days that TV in my office was on the SEC network and watching Paul Feinbaum and watching Peter Burns and Alyssa Lang and people like that. So certainly was working to get my job done in Oklahoma, but definitely always had an eye on this league as well. Want to thank Greg Sankey for his leadership. He's someone, he mentioned it in the introduction, but someone that I've had a lot of respect for a long, long, long time. Being back in this conference now as a head football coach, that respect for him has only grown in the 7 months since I've been back in this league. Being a part of Zoom calls with him, with the other head coaches, and following his leadership. Fortunate for his leadership last summer and allowing us to have a college football season and the way the path that he led throughout the country along with some other commissioners to allow us to play. So certainly thankful for his leadership. Appreciate you guys and the job that all of you do in covering our sport. Hope all of you are having an awesome summer, and really appreciate you being a part of this today. Excited about the two young men that I have here with me today, Nick Muse and Kingsley J.J. Inogbre. I've been working with him on the pronunciation of that one as well. So two guys that are very excited about those two guys. Really appreciate their leadership in our program since the day that I got hired. Two young men that did not have to come back for another season, had opportunities to leave South Carolina and continue their playing career at the professional level. Chose to come back for the right reasons and have been fantastic leaders for us since that day. Nick won our most outstanding offensive player during spring practice. Kingsley won the most outstanding defensive player during spring practice. So they're leading our guys on and off the field. They're both having fantastic summers. They're tough, they're talented, they're gritty, they're competitive, and both of them have great futures ahead of them in football. They're just two of the guys that are doing a great job for us academically in our football program. Kingsley and Nick have both graduated, along with 18 other guys on our team that have graduated as well. 12 more we'll have that will graduate in December as well at the end of our season. So doing a great job academically. 22 of our guys made the dean's list this past semester. One young man made the president's list. We currently have the second highest graduation success rate in the SEC. So really proud of what our guys are doing off the field at South Carolina, and really proud of what they're doing on the field. I know every head coach is going to talk about his team and how excited he is about them. I'm no exception. Our guys have bought in and they've done everything that we've asked them to do since I got hired in December, and really fired up about what they're getting done right now. Offensively, we returned 7 starters. We got a lot to prove. There's a lot of question marks about our offense. There's no doubt about it. I'm excited about the scheme we've put together, being able to marry some of the things that I did at Oklahoma and other places that I've been, along with what Marcus Satterfield, our offensive coordinator, and our offensive staff have done at other places that they've been as well. We've got good young talent at the quarterback position, but that's what it is. It's young. Luke Doty's the most experienced guy that we have. We named him our starter coming out of spring practice. He's a guy that's been in our program for a year. Around him, we have a true freshman. We have an older young man in Connor Jordan that walked onto our program and is doing a great job. Colton Gauthier is a true freshman, and then Jason Brown that transferred in. So good young talent, but inexperienced. Our running back position is a great position of strength for us. Obviously, we all know what Kevin Harris did at South Carolina last season and the season that he had. He's excited to build up on that and to have an even better 2021 season to lead the SEC in rushing yards per game and to go over 1,000 yards on a team that didn't have the success that they wanted on the field, to me is remarkable and just a testament to the workhorse that Kevin is. Marshawn Lloyd, who we have high hopes for, is fully healed and doing a great job in his rehab and is back to full strength. Excited to watch him. If you watched our spring game, you saw Zaquandre White. He capped off a great spring practice with a great spring game, fired up about what he can do. Our offensive line has great experience, and guys like Dylan Wanham, Javon Gwynn, and Eric Douglas returning. Those guys have played a lot of snaps for us, and that's a group that's deep and talented. Ja'Kai Moore is another young man that started there in the past also. Our wide receiver position, and there's a lot that has been made of the wide receiver position. It's deep. All right, but it's very unproven, and those guys certainly are motivated to show what they can do. We've got a lot of guys at that position. We need some guys to step up as well, and they're off to a great start. Carryon Joyner had a fantastic spring for us. He won an award that we voted on as coaches after spring practice for offense and special teams, being a fantastic leader for us. Jalen Brooks and Josh Van are two other wide receivers that won awards for us in spring practice also. tight end position. That's a position that's near and dear to me, something that I've coached for the last 5 years in my career. We are always going to utilize the tight end. Every donor or booster club event that I go to, that's the one question I get asked. Are you going to throw the tight end? We are going to throw to the tight end. We want the premier tight ends in America, and that's the way that we're recruiting right now as well, to go get those guys as well. We've utilized those guys in the past when I've been at Oklahoma, and we will continue to. One of those tight ends is here today in Nick Muse, a fantastic young or older player for us, and then Jaheim Bell is another one that we have high hopes for as well. But that position will always be a key part of our offense at South Carolina. Excited about our defense and what Clayton White, our defensive coordinator.
We'll do defense maybe more later in the week if we can. He's got I think he thinks Dabo Swinney, because without Dabo Swinney being hired in his success at Clemson, pretty safe to say, Ben Milstead, that Shane Beamer would not have been hired at South Carolina. He is their Dabo. Is there hope?
That's the hope. So ironic, too.
The reason I say that is he sounds like a Dabo in that the opening statement is about 20 minutes long. So you can tell he's fired up about his team. Did you notice that last little bit there? That he was recruiting Oscar Delp, and their hashtag "We Want Delp" is what their fan base is putting out all the way, and Stephon Gilmore and some guys putting that out. Hashtag "We Want Delp." He was talking about recruiting the best tight end in America, and his mom went to South Carolina, but having to overcome Georgia, and maybe Clemson a little bit in there too. But he's always doing some recruiting in there, so pretty interesting stuff from Shane Beamer.
He understands the room, you know. He understands the platform. I'll give him that. You know, the best way to warm up an SEC room is to talk about how great the SEC is in that conference. So, really. I mean that with all sincerity. He knows how to work the room. Nobody's ever accused him of not being good behind the mic, and you heard that there.
And he's still
several things I honestly kind of chuckled at, but still.
Yeah.
He did what he's supposed to do.
He did. He did, for sure. The issues there, and we'll try to tell you, Coach O, maybe at the last segment, just a couple minutes, let you hear from me. I want you to hear from all the coaches all week long. It's a lot to do there. But one of the issues there is that they weren't a very good team, and there's some talent that is missing from that team. Let's not forget that defensively last year, this is hard to say, defensively last year they gave up 36 points a game.
The schedule, Mickey, the schedule.
Really? Because not a very good LSU offense. Can we agree that LSU's offense wasn't very good last year?
We can agree.
Scored 52 on them. A&M with the dynamic offense, scored 48. Now, Ole Miss did score 59. Georgia, I didn't think it was a great offense, scored 45. Is Kentucky a great offense?
No, sir.
They scored 41.
Ouch.
So, schedule-wise, was Tennessee a great offense?
They
scored 31. Anyway, he's got that to overcome. I think the biggest issues, obviously, were there. And it's not like the offense was great either, scoring just 23 points a game, and including numbers against – they scored 3 against Texas A&M, and they scored 10 against Missouri. And they scored 16 against Georgia and 18 against Kentucky. So the season, falling apart there in a 2-8 campaign. Not only that, but starts out on a 6-game losing streak. Now, those are the ills. I'm going to try to talk you into this, Ben Milstead. And I think this is a pretty easy sell, but I also thought vaccine was an easy sell, and I got turned down on that today. So can I talk you into the way the schedule works out? Maybe this is just me and my black magic and fire ant days, but South Carolina always has been a momentum type of football program, and always long winning streaks and losing streaks, but long either way at times. Can I talk you into self-belief that there's doubt in the program under Will Muschamp? But when I look at the schedule, and I'm going to go only best case scenario here with you, just for the sake of argument in the final 3 or 4 minutes of the segment.
Okay.
Eastern Illinois, 1-0.
Okay.
At East Carolina, I know it's on the road. John Hite tried to tell me how great East Carolina is, and they're not. 3-6 last year. 2-0.
Okay.
even the best case scenario, you're not the Kerryon Joyner's not going to go down and beat Georgia again. In Athens. Can't believe Georgia fans lost South Carolina to Kerryon Joyner. But with that said, they're not going to beat Georgia in Athens, 2-1. Can I talk you into a home game against Kentucky? And Kentucky still with, I think, major issues. First of all, Kentucky only brings like 5 on defense, and it wasn't a great defense last year. But major quarterback issues. And at home, can I talk you into 3-1?
I mean, it could happen.
We gotta be scared of Kentucky.
Why? What? Okay, let me ask you. Why wouldn't you be scared of Kentucky?
Because it's stinking Kentucky.
It's stinking South Carolina, Mickey.
Yeah, I'm only going best case scenario here.
I mean, Kentucky won, what, 6 of the last 7?
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, you know, how many losses does it take before you are scared?
The last time they played in Kentucky soccer, in Williams-Brice, soccer on 124-7.
They did.
Okay.
That's right. The
for the sake of argument, give me 4-1 or 3-1.
Best case scenario, yes, I'll give you that.
Troy is not Troy anymore. Troy's 5-6. Matter of fact, Troy hadn't had a winning season since 2018. Can I talk you into 4-1?
Okay.
At Tennessee, there's a bunch of issues there, transfers out. I mean, Tennessee turns over again. Talking to 5-1. Play along with me here.
Okay, sure.
Vanderbilt's awful. 6-1.
Okay.
Now, with that said, that's best case scenario. It's not going to end very good. But can you imagine it 6-1, ranked Shane Beamer first year? He's the magic maker. He's turned it around. The black magic is back. The fire ants are back. That they're believing in it again. This is 1984. This is next year. They're feeling great about things. Because, I mean, from there on, I don't see a scenario where they go to A&M and win.
Yeah. Can I – if I go backwards for just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you can convince me that South Carolina's going to Tennessee and winning. Simply because Tennessee rivaled South Carolina in the suck category the last 2 years,
Yeah. And
they still won the game.
Yeah, but Tennessee's so stinking bad. All right. Six and one. Beat A&M. I mean, A&M's going to beat them. An open date. Florida's going to beat them at home. I think. I don't know, man. Emory Jones, who knows? But let's the Florida loss. I think Missouri's better than they are. They beat Auburn at home last year. Who knows what Brian Harsin brings to year one? And then Clemson at home. I mean, it could be 6-1 going to 6-6. But the point of the whole thing is, if you are 6-1 or even 5-2 going into the end of October, be prepared for the press box of Ben and Brad of being euphoria, and this Shane Beamer is the greatest thing to ever happen to college football.
Four horsemen, we're back, America's team, blah, 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 blah.
Game cut, we'll go. Anyway, you can see that.
Yes.
All right. When we come back, we'll let the Cookie Monster Coach O or Ben Millsap. We don't know who it's going to be. Hey, the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. Patterson Tax Service right now is consulting with businesses. They're consulting with companies. They're talking about tax planning. They're doing LLC formations. They're getting you ready for your tax year. Do you want the child tax credit right now or not? Do you want to wait the next year and write it off, or do you want to take it now? They can give you all this advice. They can give your company advice. They're doing bookkeeping, data, and accounting every single day, taking care of those headaches and that blue tape. Let them take care of you and really give you a much better chance of success in the bottom line of your business or your family. PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289. Travis Etienne signs a big contract, and Ed Orgeron met with the media. Final segment after this.
When the family debates dinner, drop a Big Bow box on them. Because with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, dinner's easier than hitting mute on the group chat. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Okay, what's he doing?
He's been doing this since he got those new Michelin Pilot Sport All Season 4 tires.
Michelin Pilot Sport? Nice. They sound great.
Shift into summer with Michelin starting July 1st and get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
Give Zach or Joey a call at 646-3694 or go to pendletontire.com.
See michelinman.com/promotions for complete details. Offer expires July 20, 2021. Void where prohibited.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Where can you get hometown service and surprisingly great insurance rates? At State Farm. Because your local State Farm insurance agent, Gene Dukes, is your one-stop shop for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop looking around. Gene is here to help you through life's big decisions and will make sure you have the coverage you and your family need. Visit on the web today at oconeeinsurance.net or call 638-1052. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Gene Dukes is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. Tri-County offers practical training with a simpler path to a career in law enforcement. Get your pre-police academy training right here at Tri-County Technical College. You can learn more at tctc.edu/CRJ. Tri-County Technical College offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/CRJ.
Great values are happening now during Lowe's Summer Savings. Save on select appliance special values. Plus, save an additional $50 when you buy two or more appliances, each priced $396 or more. You'll also find new lower prices on ceiling fans, landscape lighting, and more. So shop Lowe's today. Must ask cashier to apply discount in store. Online must use promo code. Can't be combined with any other discounts. See Lowe's.com for exclusions and terms. Valid 7/15 through 8/4. U.S. only.
More live local sports than cars on Woodruff Road. You're listening to The Roar.
I just found something out during the break. Zero Res, who I looked around. And again, we don't have heavy traffic in here, but have you noticed, Ben, how long this has stayed clean in here? So it looks great in here. And I found something out. You're having Zero Res this week.
They're coming to the Milstead Abode on Friday, as a matter of fact.
Are you getting the 40-room special?
The 40. Yeah. Here's $20. Do the whole house. Take you 7 minutes.
So that's great. They've been to my house once, and these.
Here's the bad part about Zero Res. You're not supposed to talk about the bad. Here's the bad part.
Yeah.
But this is 100% factual in my case. I've got old carpet in my house. I hate it.
old carpet. But they come and make it look like new, and I can't change it.
That's right. That's a good point.
That's the truth.
We don't have any carpet now or all hardwood floors, but we do have area rugs, so they're coming, and I will get them on. I got upholstery on a couple of slider chairs that I love that I'm going to have them clean as well. And then I've got to do tile and grout in my showers. I didn't know they did tile and grout till last month. So think about that tile and grout and your air ducts, making your air cleaner. It's easy. There's 3-room, 4-room, 5-room specials for your business, for your home. Mention my name, Mickey Plotter. They're going to throw a free hallway clean for you. It's zero res, greenville.com. Call them today, 558-7300, 558-7300. Tomorrow, we will have the Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Ole Miss coaches on. Wednesday, you have the ACC media day. So, and Wednesday and Thursday. So, Ben, on, I don't know how we're going to do Thursday and Friday shows, because Wednesday, Nick Saban, Clark Lee, Mike Leach, and Jimbo Fisher, I'd love to get all those guys on, but we got half the ACC guys on. We got to pick and choose the best ones or short ones through all that. I want to hear from all the coaches. Friday, Thursday, SEC, Eli Drinkwitz, Sam Pittman, and Brian Harsin, and then the rest of the ACC guys on Friday's show. So it's a busy week as far as letting you hear clips from all of these guys. After we hear from Coach Orgeron now, we'll tell you about our broadcast schedule here today, because you're going to hear a lot from Clemson coaches today. But yesterday, the Cookie Monster, Ed Orgeron, met with the SEC media.
I thought that he did, personally. We're very proud here to be here at SEC Media Day representing the LSU Tigers. I brought two great guys today to represent us, Derek Stanley and Austin Deklis, who could have brought 10. We have a lot of guys that are coming back from our football team that are tremendous leaders. Derek's one of the top corners in America, one of the top players coming back, and has become a tremendous leader for us. Austin Deklis is going to break the record for most games played by any LSU football player this year. But he was instrumental in getting our whole offensive line to come back. I could have brought a whole offensive line back here. They're a tremendous group of young men. Obviously, we're excited about this season. We've got a lot of guys returning. We've got an experienced team. We have a very good team, a very good coaching staff coming back. And I love the mindset of this football team and the leadership of the football team. A couple of things with offense. We brought back Jake Peets and DJ Mangus to run Joe Brady's offense in 2019, one of the most prolific offenses in the history of football, and that's what we're going to. And I think those guys are going to do a tremendous job. I'm also excited about the acquisition of Brad Davis in the summer, one of the best offensive line coaches in the country, along with Kevin Falk and Mickey Joseph. Those guys are going to do a tremendous job for us. Obviously, on offense, we got a battle at quarterback. I think it's healthy for our football team. I believe in both quarterbacks. Miles Brennan and Max Johns, I think, are two championship quarterbacks. Whoever wins is going to do a great job at LSU. It's going to be a great battle. We're going to see what happens. We have offensive line coming back, Tyron Davis and John Emery. It's time. Tyron's in the best shape he's been. Keyshawn Boutte coming in with some tremendous young wide receivers. We have a great offense coming back. I can't wait to see those guys play. On defense, I was very excited to be able to hire Durante Jones. He's an expert. On the back end comes from Mike Zimmer's system, one of the best cover guys in all of the world, along with Andre and along with Blake. I think those guys are going to do a great job with Corey Raymond on defense. We're excited to go to the 4-3 defense. Got our defensive line coming back. Got two of the best corners in America, and Derek and Eli Ricks. Got some young safeties, one of the top safeties in the country, two top safeties in recruiting. Got two tremendous young linebackers that we acquired through the transfer portal. And we're excited about that. We're excited about Cade York coming back, Avery Atkins on special teams. So I know you guys got a lot of questions, but I just want to give you a little preview of our football team. And any questions?
All right. That is Ed Orgeron from Hoover yesterday. Mike Jones, one of those transfer linebackers that he talked about. Mike Jones Jr., one of those guys. Ben, it just feels different. And it goes to show you how volatile our sports world is now. This time last year, they were coming off 48.4 points a game, 568 yards a game. I heard you and Brad talk about that offense the other day. They averaged 402 yards a game through the air that year. Mm. Not only that, they held people to 21.9. I think that defense was underrated. And if you think about it, that team beat ninth-ranked Texas. That team beat seventh-ranked Florida. That team beat ninth-ranked Auburn. They went and beat second-ranked Alabama. They beat fourth-ranked Georgia, fourth-ranked Oklahoma, and third-ranked Clemson. There are some people who can make legitimate claim this is the greatest football team in college football history. Fast forward 365 days to SEC Media Days this year. Well, they didn't have it last year, but SEC Media Days this year. And the feeling around Ed Orgeron after not only 5-5, but an offense that dropped by 16 points a game, an offense dropped by 134 yards a game, an offense that threw it for 90 less yards a game, that ran it for 55 less yards a game, a defense that gave up 13 more points a game, a defense that gave up 148 more yards a game, and a bad loss to Mississippi State, a bad loss to Missouri, a terrible 48-11 loss to Auburn, looking terrible against A&M, scoring 7 points. Alabama thumping you 55-17. The Title IX stuff, the sexual assault allegations, the Darius Geist, the cover-up, the divorce from his wife, the staff leaving and Joe Brady falling apart and Dave Aranda and now new staff hires and Bo Pelini being this awful hire. It's hard to believe that you go from the greatest football team in the history of college football potentially to hot seat in 365 days.
It's crazy. And you just think back to September 26th of last year, even how much things has changed. That's when they played Mississippi State. That was their opening game. And, you know, I think LSU fans expected a drop off offensively. But if you really look at last year, the defense is what was atrocious for LSU. Now, offense wasn't far off. But when you give up 44 points in an opener to Mike Leach and a bad Mississippi State team.
632 yards.
Yeah. And, you know, at the time you write it off and say, well, you know, you were ambushed.
And Mississippi State was going to be good.
Right. And you didn't know what to expect. And then, you know, and then in week three, you give up 45 to Missouri, even letting South Carolina score 24 on you. And then Auburn puts up 48 and – you know, Texas A&M puts up, you know, just scores 20, but Alabama 55, and it goes on and on and on. And yeah, you're right. After week one, you know, all of a sudden Mississippi State's going to win the division, and LSU's going to finish in last place.
You're talking about the by the way, you're talking about the Mississippi State team that 2 weeks later scored 2 points against Kentucky.
Right. Yeah, and so you fire both coordinators.
Yeah.
And now you add the Title IX stuff. I still maintain, though, as long as you win in Baton Rouge, nothing else matters. The Title IX stuff goes away. The lawsuits go away. Nothing comes of any of that as long as you win.
But
so that is – I don't think that impacts Ed O in terms of keeping his job. The wins and losses still – I mean, that is who LSU is.
I don't totally disagree with you because it's a different culture there. It's a different fan base there. It is. Remember this. They chant that we love Will Wade at basketball games despite the evidence, mountain of evidence against him and cheating, saying they have a strong offer, a strong A offer, and all this stuff. So they know winning is paramount there, no doubt about it. To the point where we cheat, who cares? Everybody else is doing it, blah, blah, blah. However, the combination, I think, is a deal there. That had they won a national championship last year, the Title IX stuff doesn't matter. But the combination of 5-5 with the Title IX stuff, the cover-up, there's a lot of things you can't do, as Richard Nixon tell you. You can't cover up. And cover up in national championships is one thing. Cover up in 5-5 is another. So I agree with everything you said there. It's different there. I totally get it. Hey, get your two-minute drill ready. I think hope you remember two-minute drill. If not, you got a minute to get your two-minute drill ready.
Uh-oh.
I will tell you that Brad Hughes is my – I should say, but Eric Newton – I'm sorry. Brad Hughes actually forgives the word first. Brad Hughes is a great friend of mine, a guy I totally believe in, and a guy that I just would have anything in the world to do with my insurance. He happens to be in insurance. I'd go with him. If he was my florist or my plumber or my contractor, I'd have him build for me on any of this kind of stuff. I trust him. I believe in him. You can too. Better coverage, better rates, or both. And if it's not, he'll tell you. At BradHughes@allstate.com. My two-minute drill is, I saw the stat from Josh Williams yesterday. I'm going to forgive us for not expecting this coming out. Colin Morikawa won 5 times in 48 starts when he was a player, college player at Cal, against college players. And 49 starts in the PGA Tour. He's won five times against the best players in the world. We knew he was going to be great. We didn't know he was going to be this great. Those numbers are amazing within one on the starts in the same amount. He's improving and improving rapidly because of his, as Dr. Milt Lauder told you, this incredible sense of mental maturity and handling his business the way he has handled it. We don't have time for the music, Ben. Skip the music. 2-minute drill. Did it leave you enough time to come up with one?
Well, not really.
How about the broadcast for today? What's it going to sound like the rest of the day?
We will have Brad. Brad and I will be on 9 to 12. Brad is over at the Reeves Complex talking to all the coaches. Quack and Kelly are there as well. We all 10 assistants on the air with us today, and they are, you know, some will be recorded, some will be live just because we have, you know, they were doubled up. But, and there's a not confirmed, but I think we're going to have Coach Sweeney on right at noon with Quack and Kelly. And then Thursday and Friday, or Wednesday and Thursday, rather, those three will also be at ACC Media Days in Charlotte talking to everyone else in the conference. So huge week here on the station.
I love it. I can't wait. I think today's those two shows are some of the best shows that we do here at the station, with the access, the rare access to all those guys. So stay tuned for that. Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all of real estate needs is EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him, EricNewton.com. He can certainly help you out here in full service real estate here in Clemson. Travis Etienne was criticized by some for coming back to Clemson. As it turned out, a first, you know, the pick and the bonus that he got, $12.9 million contract over 4 years. His signing bonus, $6.7 million. It paid off. He didn't have a great year on the field, but it paid off with the draft pick that he got, $12.9 million and $6.7 million there. Let me thank Dr. Milt Lauder, Tony Morrell, Ben Milstead. Thanks for everybody. Up next, two of my favorite people, Brad and Ben. Folks, have an absolutely wonderful Tuesday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you on the radio.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Summer is here, and it's time to shed that dad bod, get more energy, and perform like a stallion when it counts. Call Low Country Male today and get on a testosterone replacement plan for just $210.